And joining us from Colorado Parks and Wildlife is Jake Kay. Good morning, Jake.
Hey, good morning, Terry. How's it going?
It's going really well, unless you're trying to get out and do a bunch of ice fishing trips.
right.
But you know what? It's going to come soon. We always talk about this. We have different weather events, different things that happen going into it. And usually by the time we get through Christmas, we're all usually on the ice having a good time. But let's start out. And I said you're in the Dillon area. I don't know if that's quite right. But why don't you tell us kind of what's going on in your area? Is there anything frozen up or is it all pretty open yet?
So unfortunately, unless you go up to the high alpine lakes, everything's still open. I'm in Summit County and my fellow officers in Grand County, I checked in with them yesterday. They still don't have ice either. So it's just been toasty up here.
And that would include like, Granby and Wolford and, some of those lakes that are still wide open. Do you think there's, and then you have Dillon. Are any of those lakes, do you feel like they might be getting close with this weather coming up?
You know, I think we're not too far away. I'm around Dillon Reservoir mostly, and we did have a little ice form, but it's since gone away with the warm weather. But, you know, we're up here so high, especially here in Summit County, that it's definitely going to freeze sometime soon. And I know we have some weather coming up next week. Those reservoirs in Grand County as well, Lake Granby, Grand Lake, Shadow Mountain, I think it's just a matter of time. So we're not too far off.
Yeah, and once that water gets that cold, once it starts to freeze, the nights are still very cold. Even if the days are a little warmer, it can freeze pretty quickly. The last one I want to ask you about, and we talked about this, Dillon Reservoir at the inlet there is very popular for kokanee. But you're telling me not only is there a lack of ice, but there's a lack of water this year. Is that the case?
Right. The reservoir is drawn down pretty low. And as we talked about it will probably freeze a little bit quicker in that inlet just because there's less water. But there is going to be less ice to fish in general. But it's a great spot, awesome place to spend a day, great views. Yeah, it's going to be pretty sweet once it ices up.
Well, you know, Dillon itself, now that you've got those Arctic char doing fairly well there, when it freezes, it used to be almost a barren place to fish in the winter, but that's not the case anymore. You can have some really fun ice trips on the lake itself other than the kokanee, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people are catching rainbow trout all through the winter. The opportunity for char, it's unique. It's pretty amazing. They're cool fish. Can't do it in the lower 48 outside of Maine. So really some pretty sweet opportunities up here, and the fishing's good all winter long.
Okay. I just did get a text line guy called in. He said South Park has some ice. We're going to talk to some of the people from Tight Lines later, so we'll see if we can verify that. But in the meantime, I'm afraid of there's a pent-up demand. I think, you know, more people, because of COVID and every other thing that's going on, have gone outside. We've seen more anglers, more hunters, more people just using the parks. I think there's going to be a big pent-up demand for people to get on the ice, both experienced ice anglers who can't wait now that the boat ramps are closed, and new people. And that always bothers me a little bit, because when you get that huge demand, people tend to take some chances. And we really want to talk to them a little bit about ice safety, especially early, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been seeing that in the last year. Just a ton of people getting out, like you said, new folks, and it's important. Ice fishing especially, but also any kind of winter backcountry recreation, being safe, avalanche safety and danger as well. But certainly there's some things we should probably talk about today for ice fishing safety. Good reminders and for the new folks too.
You bet. Well, let's start out with, I know that you guys put out some recommendations. And folks, when we talk about thickness of ice recommendations, we're talking about good, clear, solid ice, and it's ice that you just have to check. I have a saying that ice fishing, no, there's no such thing as safe ice, but ice fishing can be extremely safe if you use common sense. Start out with, what do you kind of recommend for really good ice for supporting people or snowmobiles?
Right, and again, this is all general ice depth, so be careful, but in general, about 4 inches of clear blue ice, like you said, is good for a person, and then about 6 inches for a snowmobile. And then as we move up in weight to, let's say, a car, you'd want about 8 to 12 inches. And for a bigger truck, 12 to 15 inches. And really important to remember, especially on the lower end, that if you're finding 4 inches in one spot, ice can be really variable. So when you're on the edge there, you know, and you're finding 4 inches, it might only be 2 inches or 1.5 inches, you know, 10, 15 feet away. So be really careful and cautious and test the ice as much as you can.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. Testing the ice, to me, even all winter long, because you can get thawing and refreezing. You can get springs and river flows under the ice. You can get water levels changing. And I know you like to use a drill and check the ice. I like to use a spud bar. And if you, but use something and understand how to do it. I've got some videos on my YouTube channel, The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom. In fact, one was filmed at North Michigan Reservoir and checking the ice. But check it as you go, especially early on. Check it almost every step or two, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, the spud bar is the most efficient and fast way to do it, to get out on the ice. You just really want to make sure you know how to use it. And there's some great YouTube videos. Sounds like you have some as well. But once you can kind of gauge how to use your spud bar and what depth that equates to awesome, safe way to get further out on ice.
You know, and I always tell people, you know, and I know we're all guilty of this, but try not to go alone. Because if you do fall through, if somebody's there, you have a much better chance of getting out, especially have some rope with you. And, of course, wearing a PFD, but there's these new floatable suits that are really good. But there's also some techniques if you do fall through, aren't there?
Yeah, exactly. So certainly you can, you know, eliminate a lot of the issues if you have a partner or multiple people to throw you a rope or help you get out. But if you do find that you've fallen through and you're in a hole, the first thing is to not panic, which will, of course, be tough because the water is really cold. But what's important is most folks get to the edge of the ice and try and lift themselves straight out, and then the edge of the ice keeps breaking, and it's kind of like quicksand. But what you want to do is pretend you're a seal, basically, and belly up to the edge of the ice, get your elbows and hands on top of the ice, and then kick your feet as hard as you can, and your body will start to become horizontal on the same plane as the ice. And then it's much easier to kind of slide and crawl onto the ice. And once you get out, don't stand up, because then all your pressure's on your feet on a small surface area. Keep your weight dispersed and kind of shimmy, like I said, kind of like a seal, and crawl off the ice. It's tricky, but stay calm and you'll get out of there.
And I always wear a pair of ice picks around my neck. They pin together. Because I'll tell you what, if you've ever tried to grab the edge of that ice when it's wet, it's slippery. And the ice picks will really, and you still want to kick, but now you can pull yourself a little bit. And the other thing is hypothermia is going to set in so quickly. Now, we've been very fortunate in Colorado. We have very few fatalities in ice fishing. Ice fishing is truly a very safe sport if you use common sense. But you've got to get warmed up into your vehicle and change clothes, or at least get the heater on right away, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And especially if you're up here in Summit County or even Grand County, where the weather tends to stay cool more so than the Front Range. And even be careful, even if you haven't fallen in the water, just being out on the ice, especially if it's a windy day and you don't have a shelter, it's really easy to lose track of your body temp. And next thing you know, you can't move your fingers, and if it's snowing, it might be hard to find your way back, and you get yourself into situations. So just having situational awareness and, yeah, appropriate clothes, warm drinks, just being safe out there. And like you said, the ice picks are huge. They're so lightweight, easy to carry, and it is night and day trying to crawl out of the ice. I've done it both ways. Having those ice picks is a game changer.
Well, it really is. Jake, we're out of time, but is there some good ice safety information on the Parks and Wildlife website?
Yeah, so I'll give you the website, and it's also easy if you just Google CPW ice fishing safety. But the website is www.cpw.state.co.us/icefishingsafety, or just Google CPW ice fishing safety.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on. All great tips. We may bug you in a few weeks to see if there's ice forming up there.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have some. And thanks for having me on today, Terry.
All right. Jake Kay from Parks and Wildlife.